A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It is the weekend. I hope wherever you're watching or listening to this around the world, you are having a very nice couple of days off. If, of course, you do have a couple of days off over the weekend. No Arsenal this weekend, of course. Unfortunately, have to sit back and wait, watch the FA Cup take place. Some big, big games in the FA Cup actually today to keep us entertained. Manchester City versus Newcastle, isn't it? Man United versus Liverpool, some big games, but no Arsenal. They have got the weekend off. Plenty of them already away, having a little bit of a break. I saw Bukayo Saka was over in Boston the other day. So quite a few players, before they head off with their international teams, are putting their feet up, having a bit of a relax ahead of what is going to be a truly, truly hectic end to the season following the international break. So enjoy the downtime as it happens, because there's not going to be much of it from the second they return from this international break. We'll talk about a few things today. Got some comments from Edu about Arsenal's Champions League draw. We'll focus on that Champions League draw a little bit. I want to talk probably for the last time about the whole Ben White saga, because I just want to get something off my chest, because it's really, really bugging me. Got lots of reaction from you guys in terms of Champions League draw as well to get stuck into. So let's get going, shall we? Edu was over at Champions League draw, watching the quarterfinal draw take place, seeing Arsenal get Bayern Munich, of course, and then potentially Real Madrid or Manchester City in the semi-finals. He gave his reaction to the draw. He said, it's a beautiful game to play. We are going to be playing against a team that are very experienced in the competition, and the players that they have are amazing, but we have good momentum. We are really excited to face them and to see if we can go through. The way the players and the team are performing is very exciting. We are playing at our best at the moment, so let's carry on playing the way we are playing and see how far we can go. It's a privilege to be here. There are lots of big clubs here, so we'll have to do our very best to carry on in the competition. It's the quarterfinals of the Champions League. There will be a lot of fantastic players on the field, and I'm sure it will be a great atmosphere in both stadiums. We'll do our best to try and do everything to get through to the next phase. And he's right when he says it is a beautiful game. It is a beautiful game. This is what we've been waiting for, isn't it? I remember this sort of sense almost of disappointment for the Champions League group stage draw when it came out that there wasn't one of these big teams involved, that we weren't going to have that big, big European night that we've all craved in the Champions League for such a long time. But we do now. We have a massive one and potentially an even bigger one on the horizon if we can get through against Bayern Munich. And so there is just nothing to fear. This is Arsenal's big moment. Now, this is what the last 3 or 4 years have been building for. So, you know, I've seen lots of reaction on social media when I put out, oh, Arsenal got Bayern Munich. Lots of them saying, that's it, we're out. I just don't get that mentality. It's like, this is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've been hoping for. So let's embrace it and let's go and win it. And I do think Arsenal can win it. You know, this is a big moment. I'm not saying they're going to win it. I'm not saying they're going to get past Bayern Munich, because they could easily lose against Bayern Munich. Of course they could. When you're at this stage of the Champions League, games are so finely balanced, it's such small margins that they can go either way. But if Arsenal play, as Edu says, the way they're playing at the moment, and they are playing at their very best form at the moment, they can take that into the games against Bayern Munich home and away. And I really back them to go and do the job. And, you know, what a huge thing it would be if they can get beyond Bayern Munich, not just because of the history that Arsenal have against them in this competition, but just for this young, you know, take all that away, because this young team is not really scarred by that history. It's going to be a lot of talk about it. The whole build-up to the game is going to be about the 10-2 aggregate score. But none of these players are involved in that game. Mikel Arteta wasn't even involved in that game. So they don't have the real, the sort of scar tissue left over from that. They've got the weight of history on their shoulders, perhaps. But other than that, you know, this is a fresh team. It's a new team. It's a young team. It's a fearless team, really, from what we've seen so far, who have got the chance to go and make history and to write their own name in Arsenal's history in this competition. And I really think they can get it done. So I don't think it's something to fear at all. Like Edu says, it's a beautiful game. I think it's a huge moment for this team. And it's one, if they can get beyond it, if they can get past it, then the way it will set them up for the next few years, I just think is absolutely huge. Yes, there'll be a really difficult game waiting for them in the semi-finals, whoever wins out of Bayern, out of Real Madrid and Manchester City. But again, I just don't think they'll fear that if they get through Bayern Munich. And, you know, I think they're almost at the stage now in this first year back in the Champions League. Of course, you want to go on and win it, but you're almost at this stage now, especially if you get past Bayern. You're at this stage now of first year back. You've shown you belong in this competition. It's almost a little bit of a free hit almost in that semi-final for Arsenal, I think. But, I mean, there's a long way to go before we can even think about the semi-final yet. We've just got to concentrate on Bayern. And I really think this is something that Arsenal got to embrace. This is their moment. You know, this is a chance to write history, and I can't wait to see how they get on. Here's some of the reaction from you guys in terms of the Champions League draw. I was asking you to send it in yesterday, and you sent it in by the bucket load. So I've put a few pages together of them. I'll go through them. I'll go through the ones I've selected. Marvin Genius says, I think we can beat Bayern. We just need to call Xhaka back and he'll give us the secrets. Exactly. Rather play in Madrid in the semi-final than City. Yeah, I mean, just going back to the Bayern game, I watched Leverkusen and Granit Xhaka tear them to shreds not so long ago. The fullbacks of Frimpong when he came on, the guy that I've forgotten his name that they signed from Benfica, Grimaldo. You know, the wingbacks were just tearing Bayern to shreds. And I just think Arsenal got a really good opportunity of getting down the flanks and hurting them in the wings. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how they get on. Aaron says, some people will laugh, but we have every right to be happy after the draw with Bayern in the quarterfinals. Harry Kane, Eric Dier, Leroy Sané, players we faced a lot in the Premier League, which means it'll be much easier for us to prepare and counter against Bayern's regular players. There are going to be no Bayern fans at the Emirates. I mean, that's a big, big point, that as well. Arteta met Tuchel 4 times in the Premier League. He had 3 wins and 1 loss to a manager who won the Champions League. It's a really good record. Tuchel never managed to win against Arteta in his home ground, which is a really interesting record. It'll be a really fun leg to watch. We have the motivation to get revenge on them. Welcome back to Gnabry, by the way. Chris says, we need to take full advantage of having no away fans at the Emirates. Need to win the home game by 2 or 3 lit goals. This is a massive opportunity for us. We need the Emirates rocking indeed. And I think the Emirates will be rocking. I mean, 60,000, no away fans. Arsenal are allowed to sell the tickets for the away fans section to their own fans. So it's going to be jam-packed, full of Arsenal fans. And that is a huge, huge advantage. No doubt about it. It's an advantage Arsenal need to take, definitely. You kind of look at it and you think, I mean, any win is a good win, but you would love to take at least a couple of goals advantage over to Bayern ahead of that second leg. Chris says, oh, I've already added that one in. Sorry, I've doubled you up there, Chris. Luke says, buzzing about the draw, to be honest. I know it's probably the toughest draw possible, but we are capable of taking care of business. It's so nice to see our club in this position again. Exactly. That's what I was saying. It's just great. You know, there shouldn't be any fear. We should be embracing this. This is what we've been waiting for. Moshin says, the only downside of the tie is the first leg is at home. I'd rather the first leg be away. I'm confident that we can score at least 2 at home. I've heard no away fans will be attended. So 60,000 Arsenal fans. The Emirates will be buzzing, Red Army. Stoked with the draw, says JM. Take out one of the strongest teams in Bayern and send a message to the rest. Playing Real or Man City before the final is much better than playing them in the final. Yeah, interesting that. Would you prefer to play Real and Man City over 2 legs or 1 leg? I'm not sure, to be honest. on that. I mean, either whatever it is, it's going to be really, really difficult. But I'm trying to work out what I'd prefer to do over two legs or one leg. I think there's some pros and cons to that. Gordon says, hi, Charles. I'm happy we have Bayern next. We buried the last 16 hoodoo and now we definitely owe Bayern a beating or two. If we go at them in the home tie, we can definitely score a few. If we're tentative, they can hurt us for sure. They're not as lethal as the Robin times, but with Kane, he loves a goal against us, and Sane, they can't be taken lightly. I'm sure Willie and Gabby will relish the challenge of keeping them quiet. We're not bad away from home either. Come on, you Gunners. Garrett says, I'm genuinely not afraid of any team. Of course, I want to play some more than others, but a lot of concern from others surrounding City. Already beat them twice this season. Champions League is a different story, especially with the title race factored in. They'll want to beat us even more, but bring it on. Guna72 says, I think we can beat Bayern. They're not the team that they used to be. They've got some top quality players, but so have we. I think our front line can score against anyone. And they will have more of the ball against Bayern as they're not going to sit back like Porto. Hopefully we can get at them, open them up and score a few, especially as Kane is there. And then Lewis says, that's who I wanted. I wanted to avoid City and Real until the final, but we can't have it all our own ways, can we? Let's go, lads. So that's some of the comments from you guys reacting to the draw. Lots of positivity there, which is great to see. I think there should be lots of positivity there because this is, as I said, this is a game. This is a tie that we've waited an awful long time to have. And I can't wait to see how Arsenal do. Annoyingly, I'm not here for the home leg. I'm away that week on holidays, Easter holidays. I'm away with my family. So I miss the home leg, which I'm absolutely gutted about. I miss Aston Villa as well. So yeah, that's going to be a really annoying week. But yes, don't worry. My seat will be filled. Either my niece or my nephew will be my dad for that one. And then making sure it is as loud as possible for the atmosphere there.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, moving on to Ben White. Now, I did my best not to get sucked in, but this is really, really wound me up. Harry Redknapp yesterday, I mentioned it in yesterday's show. And I just think these are such sort of dangerous words from people. It's such an archaic view. Some of the reaction I've seen to the Ben White stuff of he should never play for England again. It's a disgrace. He's a responsibility to his country. Blah, blah, blah. And Redknapp, this is just so frustrating listening to this on TalkSport. It says, Gareth said the door was still open, but I think it should be slammed right in his mush. I'm sorry you've had your opportunity and you don't want to play for England. You tell the Bobby Moores of this world who've got 100-odd caps, the Shiltons, the Beckhams, the Rooneys, those people. Go and tell the Billy Bonds of this world who didn't get a cap and should have done. And all those great players that you don't want to play for your country. I think it's disgusting. I can't even read any more of it. It's such an archaic view. He has no idea what's going on. Some of the comments from people who should know better, from not just former players or managers, but pundits, from commentators, are just really, really dangerous, especially in the world that we live in now when we're supposed to be taking mental health so seriously. And I'm not saying that England, that Ben White's decision is down to his mental health. I just don't know. But that's the thing, I don't know. And Gareth Southgate hasn't said anything about it. He hasn't said what the reason is. Gareth Southgate says he doesn't know what the reason is, which is frankly, in my view, not true, because he does know what the reason is. I thought it was really bad of Gareth Southgate to sit there and say it's not because of Steve Holland, but I don't know what it is. Well, you do know what it is. There's definitely a reason why Ben White doesn't feel comfortable playing for Gareth Southgate and England, the current England setup. And he knows that. So for him to sit there and say that there's no issue, it's just not true. Because it's clearly an issue. Ben White's very happy playing for Arsenal. He was very happy playing for England before. He talked about how happy he was, how proud he was to do it. And then suddenly something's happened that's made him feel not comfortable being in that England setup. and we don't know what it is. And if it's something that's damaging his mental health, that's making him feel really, really miserable, that's making him want to come home and be where he feels settled and feel comfortable, then that is his right to do it. He doesn't have a responsibility for England. He's not going to war. This isn't, and I hate stuff like that as well, where they're talking about soldiers and war and stuff like that. It's nothing to do with that. This is sport. This is his job. And if he doesn't feel right, and if he doesn't feel comfortable, and if it's affecting him and making him feel unhappy and affecting his mental health, which I don't know if it is, but if it is, then he has every right to not do it. You go to some of the cricket tours, look at Marcus Trescothick, look at Jonathan Trott, players like that who have had to leave England tours because they can't handle being away from their family and being in that touring situation because it's damaging their mental health. And they've come away and they've been celebrated for it. What is the difference in football? Why is football different? Why is it a disgrace? Why do you have to talk about the Shiltons, the Beckhams, the Rooneys, who lived in different ages, who coped with different things? I just think it's really dangerous sort of commentary that we're hearing about Ben White and the situation. And frankly, it's not disgusting, Harry Redknapp. What you said is disgusting. And I think you should know better. And I think everyone else in this situation should know better. Until they know all the facts, I think they should stop and think about what they're saying and the sort of stuff that they're leveling towards a player that they know nothing about. So yeah, that's it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. It's just, I just wanted to get it off my chest. It's the last thing I wanted to talk about. So yeah. And I thought that Dara here made a really good point. He says, while Southgate maybe didn't throw Ben under the bus, he wasn't exactly honest about the situation. Clearly something bad happened at the World Cup that Ben took exception to, and he's standing firm on his opinion while Southgate is brushing whatever happened under the rug. I stand with Ben, although I'm Irish and have no skin to the game. Personally, I think it's great for AFC because Ben has been carrying an injury this season, so he can use probably the rest, and maybe that's part of his thinking. Plus, I think clubs should give players a bonus when they pull out a pointless international friendlies. And again, you know, people questioning Ben White and his character and his, you know, oh, he's not up for it. Just because he's not playing, he wants to go home and stuff like that. And that he hasn't got the character. It's rubbish. And as Darren says here, he played through injuries. He's playing constantly. He's always available for Arsenal. He plays through injuries. Played with a torn hamstring against Newcastle at the end of the season, a couple of seasons ago. So, you know, you look at, listen to the Arsenal players and they said, name one word that sums up Ben. They all said warrior. So he does have that ability to fight and to stick around and stuff like that. So it's just rubbish, the stuff that they're labeling at. And I thought it was a really good comment from Dara there. Okay, quickly moving on now. Arsenal women, bad night for them, losing 3-1 at Chelsea last night. That's probably the title race over for them. Chelsea now 6 points ahead. Really poor performance from Arsenal as well. 3-0 down within a blink of an eye. They had a embarrassing start when there was the kit sort of mix up and the socks clash between Arsenal and Chelsea, and kickoff had to be delayed half an hour while a new socks were found. Arsenal had to play in Chelsea socks. It was just a really embarrassing start to the game, and then within a blink of an eye they were 3-0 down as well. Did pull one back with deflected Kim Little goal, but yeah, that's the title over, you would say, for Arsenal now. And more questions being asked of Jonas. You know, his team selection yesterday left Russo on the bench, didn't go with her, Fox as well, and there's a lot of comments about it. Did he get the team selection right? And you know, Arsenal have lost some big games this season, and certainly a lot of questions being asked of Jonas. But Arsenal backed him so far. They gave him a new contract this season as well, so it doesn't seem like they're set to make a change, but we shall wait and see at the end of the season. But looks like it's going to be another season of WSL disappointment for Arsenal. Now, Pep Guardiola given another update on some of the injured players ahead of that game against Arsenal on the 31st. They do have a game today against Newcastle before heading off to the international break. We know Kevin De Bruyne is not going to be linking up with Belgium for the squad. He's pulled out of that squad for Belgium. And this is the update that Pep gave. Said Kevin is not ready for the game this weekend against Newcastle. He played at Anfield with some problems, but he's getting better. He's not ready for tomorrow. But we spoke with the Belgian manager, Tedesco, and he decided, I'm grateful, because he didn't feel good and he could recover for the rest of the season. He played well at Anfield. All the players have problems, but the day after, he didn't feel good. But it's better to take care. Eddie, when he means Edison, the goalkeeper, obviously, who got injured in that game against Liverpool, said it's getting better. Hopefully, he'll be ready after the international break. Tomorrow, for sure, he's out. He'll have 2 weeks off then and we'll recover and we'll see how he feels, hopefully as soon as possible. Jack is getting better. Jack Grealish, he'll be selected in the group for this weekend. So by those comments, you would think it looks like Edison, De Bruyne and Grealish will all be fit for that game against Arsenal after the international break. What a surprise. Okay, just lastly now, with the Bayern Munich games fitted into the schedule, here goes Harshall, says, hi, Charles. How do you think we can cope with such a busy schedule after the City game? We'll play virtually every 3 days until April the 20th against Wolves. do you reckon that can derail our season? I mean, you look at the fixture list here, if you're looking at it on YouTube, I mean, it is mad, isn't it? From the City game, it suddenly goes City, Luton, Brighton, Munich, Villa, Munich, Wolves, Spurs. Obviously, that Wolves game might well end up getting called off if Wolves get through the FA Cup semi-final. They've got Coventry this weekend. If they get through that, the Wolves game will be postponed because that's cup semi-final weekend. But it looks like the Chelsea game will probably get dropped into the midweek just before the Tottenham game. The Chelsea game's already been postponed because that was due to be played today or this weekend. So yeah, look, it's a mad schedule. Will it derail Arsenal's season? Who knows? Hopefully not, but everyone's going to have to deal with it. City are going to have to deal with exactly the same thing. Liverpool are going to have to deal with exactly the same thing, even if they do only have Europa League fixtures to squeeze in, so they're not quite as demanding as Arsenal and City are going to face their Champions League games. But it is what it is. This isn't a business end of the season. This is why we're all here. This is what we want. And, you know, if Arsenal didn't have massive games to come in the Champions League, then the fixture list would look a bit better. But we'd be disappointed that they're out of the Champions League. So Arsenal's squad's in good shape. Injury-wise, they're in good place. They've got players coming back. They're getting players back to full fitness. So this is it. This is the big stage of the season. This is what you work all year for. So hopefully it won't derail the season. Yes, it's a busy schedule, but it's a schedule that we all want to be involved in because it means you're doing very, very well. All right, that's it, everyone. Thank you very much for your time. As always, I really do appreciate it. Have a very good weekend wherever you are around the world. I'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.